Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local evangelist at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener. Each Sunday morning at this time, we will endeavor to answer your Bible questions with a Bible answer. We encourage you to write those questions to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 1369 127 Bypass, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330, and we will endeavor to give you a Bible answer. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We cordially invite you to look at it. We also invite you to our services. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at Harrodsburg, and we cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Today's question is a very simple one, but a very good one. The questioner asks, what is the sin of omission? And that's a good question. What is the sin of omission? Well, let me first of all explain that there are two ways that man can sin. Man can sin by commission or by omission. Commission is an outward act in rebellion against what God says. God says that we should be sober-minded. God says that we should practice self-control. But I would go out and lose my temper, or I would drink, or I would be intoxicated by drugs or by alcohol. Well, I'm not self-controlled. I'm openly rebellious against God. Therefore, that is a sin of commission. That's something I'm doing in rebellion to God. Now, omission is quite different, and I'm going to suggest to you this morning much more prevalent among people who claim to be children of God. Omission simply means to omit or neglect some duty. If I neglect or omit some duty, then that is a sin of omission. And from my study of God's Word and from personal observation and preaching the gospel for many years, I believe more people are going to be lost for sins of omission than those of commission. But to correctly identify the sin of omission, let's read this passage of Scripture in James chapter 4. In James chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. To know what's right and yet not do what's right, that is sinful." That is the exact biblical definition of the sin of omission. It is neglect, duty that we know we have to God, but we fail to do it. We fail to accomplish it, and we just leave it undone. That is a sin of omission. Now, for the benefit of our listening audience, let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, 2 Timothy chapter 2 in verse number 15, a passage that many of you could probably recite. The Bible says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God." The Bible commands us to study to be able to rightly divide the word of God, to be able to take the Word of God and to understand it correctly and to be able to teach it to others. You have to study. Well, I know that I have to study, but I'm busy. I know that I should be studying, but I'm just too busy. And I'll just get around to it when I have time, but I'm just going to omit that because I'm too busy. I know it's the right thing to do. I know I should be growing in my faith, but I'm just too busy. That's a sin of omission. That's a sin. You know it's right to study. You know it's required to study. But you don't do it. That's a sin of omission. You just overlook it. You let it fit into your lifestyle and do it when you can. That's a sin of omission. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, "And let us provoke one another in order to stir up to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." We know that it's correct to assemble. We know that that is a requirement of God to assemble on the first day of the week. But maybe sometimes we're just too tired, or maybe we're just too busy, or maybe we're away on vacation and we get too busy and we forget and we just don't do it. That's a sin of omission. You know that it's right. You know it's required by God, but yet you don't do it. That's a sin of omission. We could also say in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, we're to partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. But I'm on vacation and I'm not near a church, and or I've had this thing planned and there's no church, and I'm going to be with other people who are not members of the church. So I'm just you're just going to forget about it that week and not worry about it. That's a sin of omission. You willfully omitted something that you know to be right, but you don't do it. The Bible tells us to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. But what if I fail to do that? I know that's what I should do. I know that's what God commanded me to do. But yet, let's say as a husband, I work so much and I can't do it, and I'll just leave it for my wife to do. No. You've been required by God to bring up your children, and matter of fact, Colossians 3, not to provoke them to wrath, fathers. And so you have a divine responsibility to lead your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What if you don't do that? What if you just get too busy and you omit that? That's a sin. We have responsibilities as husbands and wives in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 33. There are responsibilities that we have to one another. What if we just omit those responsibilities? We know that husbands, we're to love our wives and cherish them, but maybe we don't do that. Maybe we just omit to do that. And maybe wives, you're to submit to your husbands, but maybe you don't do that. Maybe you don't want to do that. Or maybe you just failed to do that. You know that's right. You know that's what you should do. You know that's what God commands you to do, but you just leave it undone. That's a sin of omission. The Bible tells us that we need to be obedient to the Lord. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. Yes, I know that I should obey the Lord. Yes, I know that I should do His will. Yes, I know that there are things that He requires me, but I'm just too busy, and I don't get around to it. That is a sin of omission. And the last example, what about the tongue? In James chapter 3, in verse 5 through 10, it tells us the proper use of the tongue and the dangers of improper use of the tongue. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. Brethren, these things ought not to be. I know that I should use my tongue in a wholesome way. I know that I use it to uplift and to encourage and to teach others. But then I use it in an ungodly way. I know that's sinful. I know that's wrong. Or I know that I should be trying to teach the Word of God more. I should be trying to share it with my neighbors. But I just don't have the time. I don't have the confidence. And I just omit that part. Well, that's a sin of omission, and we can be lost because of the sin of omission. Ladies and gentlemen, it is useless to know the Word of God and yet not fulfill the responsibilities of the Word of God. Let me give you Jesus' take on this himself in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, he talked about a foolish man. In Matthew 7, beginning in verse 26, he says, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, does not do them, is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." You see, they knew what was right. They heard what was right. They had studied and learned what was right. But they failed to do what was right. Jesus said, that's like building your house on the sand. Sadly, I'm afraid many of my brethren are not going to be lost because they're in open rebellion against God. They have sins of commission. They're not doing what's required of them, even though they know it's right. They just don't have the time to fulfill it, and they leave it undone. Brethren, where did our passage say in the beginning? To him that knoweth to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. To know what God's will is, to know our duty to God, to understand what our responsibility to him is, to understand what it means to live a Christian life, to exemplify and influence people for good, to let our light shine that others might see our light and glorify Christ in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. To know all of that, to know that it's in the Bible, to know that truth is contained and that requirement is given by God, but then fail to carry it out in our individual lives, those are sins of omission, to neglect, to omit, to forget, and not to carry them out. That is sinful just as much as open rebellion against God, just as much as the atheist who denies the existence of God, just as much as one who's going to live their life any way they want, and they don't care what God's word says. That's a sin of commission. That's open rebellion. But it is also sinful and can cost people their soul in eternity to omit what God has commanded them to do. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand, being religious is not something we do on Sunday. Being religious is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day occupation with no retirement plan. We are to be examples and influences for good to every opportunity that God presents to us in this life. Let me give you one other example of a sin of omission. We are commanded upon the first day of the week to give of our means as God has prospered us. And we are commended to give bountifully and not sparingly, for God loves a cheerful giver, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 and 7. Now I know that God requires me to give as I'm prospered, but I give God what's left over. After I've taken care of all the things that I want to do, then I give God what's left over, and I've laid by on the first day of the week, but I know that he's told me to do it as I prosper, but I really didn't do that, but I did give. That's a sin of omission. Sin of omission. We failed to do what we know is right to do. We know that God should come first. We know that we have to pre-plan our giving and that his needs and his word comes before anything else. But we failed to do that. We know that's right. We know that's the proper action, but we failed to do it. That's a sin of omission. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to suggest to you this morning that more people are going to be lost on the day of judgment, not for what they did in open rebellion against God. There'll be many that will be lost for that. But there are going to be many people who are going to be lost and told to depart that I never knew you is because they just left things undone. They knew what was right. They understood what was right. But they just never found the time to do those things, and they left them undone. Ladies and gentlemen, if we love God, if we love his word, then we will find the time and we will make the effort to do to the best of our ability whatever God has asked us to do in his word. Solomon summed this up for us real simply in one little verse. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We need to fear God, we need to respect him, we need to honor him, we need to pay him homage, and then we need to do what he says. But knowing what God wants, knowing what God expects, and then just leaving it undone because we run out of time or because it doesn't fit into our schedule, that is omission, and that is a sin, and that could cost you your soul. The sin of omission will get the same results as open rebellion against God. Please, dear listener, give careful consideration to that thought. Tune in again next Lord's Day.